Welcome to the Nickel Plate Nordic Podcast. In this unique podcast, everything you hear, including the voices, is computer generated. We use the latest AI tools to bring you insights straight from published scientific research. Each episode is analyzed and summarized to make complex information easier to understand and more accessible. Today's episode examines the effects of strength training on cross-country skiing performance. Want to read the original study? Visit our website at nickelplatenordic.org for direct links to the source and more details. Now let's glide into the conversation.
All right, so let's get into this strength training research for cross-country skiers.
Yeah.
You sent over a systematic review here, and it's got 10 different studies all about how strength training can benefit these mostly young but like well-trained skiers.
Yeah, these are folks that are already at a high level.
Yeah, so they're already good at skiing, so we're really trying to unpack, can you make them even faster by adding weights to their training?
Exactly. Can we see that translate into better performance out on the snow?
Yeah, so strength training for speed.
Yeah, and I think one of the cool things is this research really highlights how cross-country skiing as a sport is evolving.
Yeah.
It's not just about going long distances anymore, you know?
Well, the sprint finishes are intense.
Oh, they are so intense these days, right?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
You need to be strong to be competitive.
You really do. You need strength and power to excel in those shorter races and even in the longer races with more varied terrain.
So there's not just about gliding anymore.
Not at all.
You need to be able to like really put the power down.
Exactly. And researchers are really starting to understand how strength training can benefit these athletes in those situations.
Okay, so let's get to the findings then.
Right.
Does lifting weights actually make you faster on the ski trails?
Well, a lot of these studies suggest that adding maximal strength training, that's like lifting heavy weights for fewer reps, can actually lead to some pretty significant improvements.
Like what?
Well, one of the key things they found is that it can improve what we call double poling economy.
Double poling economy.
Yeah, so basically you use less energy to ski at the same speed.
So you're more efficient.
Exactly. You're wasting less energy, which means you can go harder for longer.
Ooh, that's huge.
And not just that, they also found that it can improve your overall performance, including your time to exhaustion, meaning how long you can ski before you completely run out of steam.
Oh, wow.
And peak power output, how much power you can generate when you really need it.
So, like, you can go longer, but you can also push harder when you have to.
Yeah, you're becoming a more efficient and powerful skiing machine.
But what about endurance?
Yeah.
Doesn't lifting weights take away from that? I mean, I know a lot of endurance athletes are worried about getting too bulky.
That's a really common concern, and it makes sense. You don't want to be carrying around extra muscle if it's going to slow you down.
Right.
But interestingly, most of the studies in this review, they didn't find big changes in something called VO2 max, which is like the gold standard measurement of aerobic fitness.
So getting stronger didn't really impact their ability to use oxygen efficiently?
It didn't seem to have a major impact, in most cases at least.
I mean, that's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems a little counterintuitive, but there are a few possible explanations.
Like what?
Well, first off, these studies were relatively short, typically only 6 to 12 weeks. And that might not be enough time to really see changes in VO2 max, especially in skiers who are already super fit.
So, like, they're already at such a high level, it's hard to squeeze out even more improvement.
Exactly. It's like trying to get more juice out of an orange that's already been squeezed dry.
Haha. I like that analogy.
And remember, we're talking about really well-trained skiers here.
Rare.
So the type and intensity of their endurance training could also be a factor.
Right.
It's not just about adding weights. It's about how that strength training fits into their overall training program.
It's all about balance.
Exactly.
But you did say that there were some studies with different findings on VO2 max, right?
Yeah, there were a couple of outliers that stood out.
Okay, what did they find?
Well, one study actually showed a decrease in VO2 max after strength training.
What?
Which is really surprising. And then another study showed an improvement.
Wow. So it goes both ways.
Yeah. It seems like there are definitely other...
We know that some studies showed improvements in double poling economy.
Right.
How does getting stronger translate to being more efficient on the skis?
Well, the review suggests that having more maximal strength allows skiers to use a lower percentage of their maximum force while they're actually skiing.
So it's like they have more power in reserve.
Exactly. and that can potentially improve blood flow to the muscles and reduce fatigue.
So they're not working as hard even though they're going the same speed or faster.
Exactly. It's all about optimizing your force production and the rate at which you can develop that force, which we call rate of force development.
The rate of force development.
Yes, that's a key concept here.
Can you explain that a bit more?
Sure, think of it this way. Imagine you're trying to push open a really heavy door. Rate of force development is how quickly you can generate enough force to get that door moving.
Okay.
In skiing, it's that explosive power that helps you accelerate and change pace quickly and efficiently.
And you're saying strength training helps with that?
It can. By increasing your maximal strength, you're essentially raising your ceiling of force production so you can generate the same amount of force for skiing while using a smaller percentage of your maximum capacity.
So stronger muscles equal more efficient skiing.
Yeah.
Now, here's the big question that I bet a lot of endurance athletes are wondering. If I start lifting heavy, am I going to bulk up?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a common concern.
Because extra muscle can mean extra weight, right? And we don't want that.
I understand the concern, and some of the studies did find that strength training led to increased muscle mass, also known as hypertrophy.
Okay, so there is a chance of getting bigger.
There is, but here's the interesting part. One study showed that something called periodization, which is basically how you structure your strength training program, can actually influence whether or not you gain a lot of muscle mass.
So you're saying there's a way to get stronger without bulking up?
That's what the research suggests.
Hmm. That's good news for skiers who want to stay lean. Okay, so we've seen that strength training can lead to improvements in double pulling economy and overall performance.
Right.
But some studies showed no change in VO2 max, and a few even showed a decrease.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag.
So what does this all mean for the average cross-country skier?
That's a great question, and it's what we're going to unpack next.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Let's do it. Okay, so we've looked at all this research, and we've seen what the studies say, but now let's talk about what it all means for you.
Yeah, like how do we actually use this information to improve our skiing?
Exactly. It's like we've laid out all the ingredients. Now it's time to put together the recipe.
I like that. So what are the key takeaways here? What should skiers be thinking about when they're putting together their training plans?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that strength training, particularly maximal strength training, can be really beneficial for cross-country skiers.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to double pulling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as simple as just hitting the gym and lifting heavy things.
Mm-hmm. Right, because as we saw from the research, some studies showed improvements, but others didn't.
Yeah.
And some even showed a decrease in VO2 max.
Exactly. So you really need to be strategic about how you approach strength training.
Okay. Strategic. How?
Well, first you need to consider your individual goals. Like, what are you trying to achieve with your training?
Okay.
And then you also need to think about your training volume. How much are you already training on the skis?
So, like, if I'm training for a marathon ski race versus a sprint race, my approach to strength training might be different.
Exactly. If endurance is your main goal, then building maximal strength could be really helpful because it can make you a more efficient skier.
Right. So even though I'm not specifically training, my endurance getting stronger can actually help me conserve energy over long distances.
Exactly. It's all about optimizing your force production.
But what if I'm a sprinter?
Then you might want to prioritize explosive strength training, like plyometrics.
Plyometrics?
Yeah, those jump training exercises like box jumps and jump squats. Okay. Because that type of training is all about developing that quick burst of power.
Yeah.
Which is crucial for sprints.
So different goals, different types of strength training.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the other thing to consider is your training volume.
Okay.
If you're already putting in a lot of hours on the skis every week, adding a ton of intense strength training on top of that could be too much.
Yeah, you don't want to overdo it.
Right. It's about finding that sweet spot where strength training complements your endurance work without putting too much stress on your body.
So it's not just about adding more, it's about adding the right kind of training at the right time.
Exactly.
Which brings us to periodization.
Yes, periodization.
Can you remind us what that is and how it applies to strength training for skiers?
Sure. So periodization is basically just a fancy way of saying that you're strategically planning and structuring your training throughout the year.
Okay.
So you're not doing the same workouts all the time.
Right.
You're changing things up based on what phase of training you're in.
So like a roadmap for my training.
Exactly. And for skiers, that might mean focusing on building a solid strength base during the off season.
Okay.
And then gradually decreasing the intensity of your strength training as you get closer to the racing season.
So build strength early on and then maintain it while prioritizing endurance as the races get closer.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But how do I actually do that? What kind of exercises should I be doing in the gym?
Well, a lot of the studies in this review focused on upper body strength, which makes sense because double poling is such a crucial part of cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
So exercises like seated pull-downs,
okay,
standing double poling with resistance bands, yeah, and triceps presses were all common.
So exercises that mimic the movements of skiing.
Exactly. The goal is to make sure those strength gains transfer to better performance on the snow.
Right. It's all about specificity.
Exactly. And while the focus is often on the upper body, some studies also included lower body exercises like squats and lunges.
Okay. So don't neglect the legs.
Right. Even though double poling is primarily an upper body movement, a strong lower body can help with power transfer and stability.
Makes sense. It's all connected.
It really is.
Now, I want to circle back to that question of bulking up.
Okay.
We talked about how periodization can help prevent those massive muscle gains.
Uh-huh.
But what does a strength training program that focuses on strength over size actually look like?
Well, one approach is to focus on lifting heavier weights for fewer reps.
Okay, heavier weights, fewer reps.
Exactly. So think like 3 to 5 sets of 4 to 6 reps using a weight that's about 80 to 85% of your one rep max.
Okay, so I'm really pushing myself with each rep.
You are. And then in terms of rest periods?
Yeah, should I be keeping those short to keep my heart rate up?
Actually, it's better to take longer rest periods when you're lifting heavy.
Really?
Yeah, like 2 to 3 minutes or even more.
Wow, that's a lot longer than I usually rest.
I know, but it's important to give your muscles time to fully recover between sets so you can maintain that high level of effort.
So quality over quantity. Got it. And just to be clear, we're talking about maximal strength training here, right?
We are.
But you mentioned another type of strength training that skiers might want to consider.
I did.
What was that again?
I did. It's called explosive strength training.
Explosive strength training.
Yeah, and one of the best ways to train that is through plyometrics.
Plyometrics. Okay, so we're talking like box jumps.
Yeah, box jumps, jump squats, all those kinds of exercises.
Okay, and why are those important for skiers? I mean, I can see how they'd be helpful for like basketball or volleyball, but skiing?
Well, think about it. When you're skiing, especially in a sprint race or even just going uphill during a longer race, you need to be able to generate power really quickly to accelerate and change pace.
Yeah.
And plyometrics can help you develop that explosiveness.
So it's like having that extra push to power up a steep hill or to outsprint your competition at the finish line?
Exactly. It's like having that extra gear.
Cool. So were plyometrics included in the research we were looking at?
Some of the studies did incorporate some explosive exercises, but I think there's a lot more research that could be done specifically on how plyometrics impact skiing performance.
Yeah, like a whole deep dive on plyometrics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it could be really valuable for skiers.
I agree. And here's a thought. What if you combine maximal strength training with plyometrics?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, would that create some kind of super strength program where you're maximizing both force production and rate of force development?
Now, that's a question I'd love to see researchers explore.
Me too. It'd be fascinating to see what they find.
Yeah, it really would.
Well, you've given me a lot to think about as I head into my next training block.
I'm glad. And just remember, strength training can be a really valuable tool for skiers.
Yeah.
Especially for double poling. But the key is to be strategic and think about your goals, your training volume, and how it all fits together.
So it's not just about lifting heavy weights. It's about lifting the right weights in the right way at the right time.
Exactly. You got it.
And maybe add in some jumps for that extra boost of power.
Yeah. Well said. This has been a great deep dive into strength training for cross-country skiers.
It really has. Thanks for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
And for those of you listening, keep experimenting, keep learning, and keep pushing your limits on the skis. Until next time, happy skiing.